How different is the process of putting together the board with this coaching staff in terms of evaluating players? You guys evaluating, I assume, differently for what they want versus what the previous coaching staff? How's that process been?
It's collaborative effort. I mean, we're in this thing together, and we're trying to get everybody's thoughts on all these players, and we're working together on this. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's the way we do it.
There are probably different traits that they want.
Oh yeah, it's going great. You know, I got a feel for Coach Grude. We like the same type players, you know, and all his coaching staff and the scouts, and we're just trying to get on the same page and get it together. And that's what we're doing.
You said you and Gruden like the same type of players. What does that mean in terms of your guys' type?
Hey, Raiders, you know, and it's the characteristics of that. It's just being good football players. You know, it's not about a height, weight, speed, or where they come from. It's about who they are as players. Do they love playing football? All those type characteristics that, you know, you truly like about football players.
You call it a collaborative effort. I'm sure there was collaboration with Dennis and with Jack as well. Yeah. Has the structure changed at all in terms of how you and your staff present information or how you're working with the coach?
No, it's all about coming together and filling each other out and getting all the information from the coaches and getting the information from the scouts, and we set the board. It's not rocket science. It really isn't. It's just, you know, trying to get a feel for a new system, you know, the new coaches, what they like and what they don't like, and that's the process.
But you said in the past that you let the board talk to you.
Yeah.
The
board will still be doing the talking. It really will.
When you're drafting 9, 10, 11 in that area, do you pay a lot of attention or just a little bit of attention to the 1, 2, 3 picks?
We pay attention to all those picks. You know, when you're picking in the top 10, you never know how it's going to fall. So it's not like we're picking at 30, you know. That's a big difference. But, we make it to where we know those type players because you can always move around in this draft.
Are you rooting for four quarterbacks to be taken in the top 10?
I have no comment on that one. Yeah, no, it's going to fall the way it falls. But we're going to always try to take the best player.
Does the quarterback buzz kind of improve the value of your pick at number 10? Or does it make the pick?
Usually does because of, you know, teams always want quarterbacks, and if they feel good about quarterbacks, they want to try to get them. So that's just the way the NFL is.
Well, what if the best player on the board when you pick is a quarterback?
That may not be the best player on my board. Maybe on your board. that's what you're saying?
You guys were so active in free agency. There's only so much you can do, a lot of holes on the roster, but with how you guys were able to stock the roster at a number of those spots, do you feel that maybe freed you guys up to really, starting the first round onward, just taking the best player? You don't feel overly compelled to draft at a certain position?
I mean, you know, it's always a situation where players come up and whether you need them, whether you want them, you know, versus the best player. We try to just fill the roster up. If we saw a player out there that we could really go get, that's what we did this offseason. Whether it's the patch holes, you know, we just wanted to bring in some good competition and some good players and some leadership. And that's what we did. Now, going into this draft, that will play a part only from the standpoint of from competition. We're not going to not get a position player because we signed a certain guy. You know, if this player on our board is that we really like, we're still going to try to go get him.
Is there any
anything new you can tell us about Navarro and since you last talked about him?
No, it's no change there. You know, he's still a free agent.
Do you expect Khalil at the voluntary minicamp next week? Have you heard from him? Or?
I have not. No, we've just been focusing on the draft, and the coaching staff has been focusing on these players that are here and getting ready for the minicamp next week.
Year to year, you hear, this is a good overall draft. This is not a good overall draft. How would you rate this one?
Well, we like the players in this draft, you know, so we think we can upgrade our team throughout this draft, and it remains to be seen, you know. It's hard to evaluate the players, how good a draft is, until a few years later. Let them play.
Reggie, as you evaluate your own position needs, do you feel like you know what you have in Garyon and Obi at this point?
No, they haven't played. I mean, we gotta get them out there, get them going. So the coaches will get those guys going as soon as they're deemed ready to roll, and we'll see what they got.
Do you anticipate Conley being able to participate in these OTAs?
No, I have no update to where he is now, because he's just now getting back into the flow. Now, how soon they're going to let him go full speed, that's gonna be determined.
Do you plan on using the fifth-year option on Amari Cooper?
With Amari, you know, we're gonna let this thing go into going into the draft now. That's what we focus on. But we've been in contact with his agent, and I don't want to put anything out there before I want to put the cart before the horse, so to speak. But we like Amari.
Three high picks on defensive backs the last couple of years. Would that make it in harder for you to take a DB at number 10 if that was the guy on your board who you thought was the best?
No, it would not. It would not make it even harder. I mean, we value defensive backs. Matter of fact, we really value really good players. And if that's going to be the best player on our board, we try to go get them.
You and Gruden have both been open about the fact that the last few draft classes maybe haven't been as productive yet as you maybe hoped that they would have been. Does that, going into this draft and given the amount of picks that you have, does that give you any more of a sense of urgency to bring in a class that, with at least several guys who can maybe contribute immediately?
Well, what we want to do is just bring in some good players, really good football players. Now, you know, we're not going to beat up on some of these guys who physically was not able to get out there and play. Hopefully some of these guys in the past draft, if we can get them out there and keep them healthy and see what they can do. Hopefully this is the year, you know. But even the guys we draft this year, we have no idea if they can make it through OTAs or training camp and preseason healthy. You know, just hope and pray they can be there for us and see what they can do during the season. So we are hopeful that we can stay healthy and let the guys play.
Having all those late picks, especially at fifth, sixth round, help in terms of moving around, if you want to move around, well, maybe move up a little in one of those rounds?
Well, teams always want picks, especially when they if they don't have any in those later rounds. So it will help if we would like to move up. We can use that as trade bait.
Based on the number of roster spots that you guys already have filled going into the draft, you probably won't be able to be as active when it comes to post-draft with undrafted rookie signings as you were maybe last year when you signed nearly 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
How has that impacted maybe your top 30 visits in terms of scheduling those, if at all? Or also, how do you think it could impact eventually trying to sign those guys, because you probably will be able to allocate more signing bonus than you would otherwise?
Yeah, it didn't impact the 30 visit at all. But what we're going to do is we'll evaluate all those free agents after the draft. And if we feel like we can upgrade, we will. You know, so that's not going to hinder us from trying to sign some players. And we just going to have to compare, you know, to what we have. But we're gonna bring in the best 90. So if we only have X amount of spots, we may have to create some.
You see Khalil Mack's situation as being tied to that of Aaron Donald?
No, we look at Khalil as his own situation. We're not looking at anybody else. We're just focusing on our guy.
Is there a position in this draft you think is especially deep, one that's kind of caught your eye as being like one of the better draft classes in that spot in recent years?
Yes. Next question. Good try.
Into the decision to release Marquette King, was it strictly a money thing?
You know, I'm not going to get into details of that, but his contract was pretty steep.
There's only one punter on the roster right now. Is that a position that you could maybe look to address in the draft, especially with some of his later picks?
We're looking to bring in competition with free agents that's out there now. I mean, you know, we're not just going to think about drafting a guy. And There's some punters out there.
Would you rule out drafting Khalil McKenzie?
No, I will not. I will not. You guys will make it harder on me, but no. Our coaches like him, so we'll figure out where he goes in the draft. And
extensive background check, talk to his mother, that kind of thing.
Yes, I did, extensively. She wouldn't tell me anything, though.
Defensive or offensive lineman, how do you view that?
I'll tell you what, I've been trying to get him to play offensive line for a long time, so I don't know if he got talent to do both. We would give him a shot.
What have you learned about Gruden, obviously working with him much more closely than you had last time we saw him?
Mm-hmm. What's the question?
What have you learned about Gruden, just the way he works and the way he approaches the game?
Oh, man, he's a bowling ball of butcher knives. He's great. I mean, I love the fire. I love the enthusiasm. We can talk football all day and watch film. I mean, it's been really good. I'm excited to watch him on the grass, you know, and get out there and watch practice. It's fun, and that's what I expected. He's gonna make it fun, and not for just his players and coaches, but it's fun being around him, and I like that.
In your observation of the strength and conditioning program that's been put in, I mean, you guys radically changed it pretty much under Jack, and now you've done it again.
Yeah, this strength and conditioning staff has been great. Great guys, young lady. I mean, Kelsey's great. I mean, Rick, all those guys, man, they get after it, and they're getting these players going. You know, it's fun to see. They got a plan, and they putting the pedal to the metal with it and getting these players going. It's fun to watch.
Did you guys, on the schedule, did you guys not want to be on the East Coast before London, or was that just how it played out? Did you guys make a request on that? Or?
Yeah, we would like to have been home, but we're going to try to make it close as a regular work week as possible, and but we requested to try to stay here and then just fly out.
You plan to practice here that week?
Well, we're planning to. We're trying to make it as not make it as hard. You know, we want to keep it fairly simple for the players and go through the normal routine as much as possible.
What do you think of the
the schedule as a whole, a lot of road early, cold weather late.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Hey, that's the way it is. Now we're excited, you know. To open up on Monday night. It's being at home. It's going to be a good, I think the schedule is, works out pretty good, you know, in the long run. We got a few TV games, which is good for the players, you know, and it's good for Raider Nation. Get to watch us, on that forum. So we're excited for this schedule. So we'll see how it is in the end with the cold weather, but that's not going to be a problem.
Reggie, I'm sure it hurts you to see what's going on with Alden Smith. And as you reflect back on it, is there anything more the team could have done for him? And generally, what's the role of a team with a young man who's struggling?
Well, it's hard, you know, because Alden really he really tried, and we tried, you know. But once you get into the program and you got to send him away, it's only so much we can do as far as getting our hands on him. But we hope and pray for the best for Alden.
Thank you.